Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearl Heart Ministries Word Alive. Today is Thursday, 24th, 2013. It is currently 6:05 a.m. in the Philadelphia area. We thank everyone for joining us this morning. Glory to God. We do thank God for another day. Another day that wasn't promised to us, but another day that God has given us. Day to exalt Him, another day to worship Him, another day to His name for the Lord. God, He's worthy. Amen. He's worthy. We praise Him. We just thank God on today. And we bless Him for His goodness and His mercy. Thank Him for opportunity to do His will on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mistakenly wrote Proverbs 11. in the caption on today, but I believe we'll be in Proverbs 12 this morning, and we're going to read it before we go into prayer. Amen. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. To cause his shame is like rottenness to his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are, lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man will condemn according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Here is the one who is slighted but has a servant, than he who honors himself but lacks bread. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. The wicked covet the catch of evil men, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. The wicked is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous will come through trouble. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy. No grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is man's precious possession. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. In its pathway there is no death. That was Proverbs chapter 12. I would ask you to go back and meditate on that proverb today, and whatever else the Holy Spirit gives you to meditate on today. Amen. And you know, a lot of times people talk about abominations. What is an abomination to the Lord? But we did read here today in the scripture that a lying tongue is also an abomination to the Lord. So while we're talking about other things that are abominations to the Lord, let us remember that a lying tongue is an abomination to the Lord as well, okay? And a lot of times I don't think we even know what abomination means, and it would do us good to look up these words and get an understanding in the Bible of what it means. That's why it's good to have a Bible dictionary. That's why it's good to have study guides so that we know what the word abomination and other words mean. Okay, I'm going to look it up right now because we have a few minutes. I just think it's some things that we should know. I want to use words that we can understand. It's the Hebrew word, and it it says abomination in English is that which is exceptionally loathsome, hateful, sinful, wicked, or vile. Okay. Exceptionally loathsome, hateful, wicked, sinful, or vile. Okay. So the most often used but different term, T-O-E-B-A, is also translated as abomination in Authorized King James Version. And it means detestable. Okay? Detestable. Detestable. Also loathsome. So if you want to go look up those words as well, look up detestable, look up loathsome, look up vile, wicked, hateful, and sinful to get even a better understanding of what abomination means. Okay? It's not just to say a mere sin and God hates sin, but can you just think of something that you just hate so much and you just loathe and you detest it? It's like some things that I see now, I just, when I see them, I just hate them. I despise it. It's like, so there's a lot of things that God says are an abomination and he doesn't want us to do. And we should go back and read these things in the book of Leviticus and things. There are things that we just need to know that God calls an abomination. And if he calls an abomination, then that's what they are. And he doesn't want us to partake in those things that are abominations. Amen. So we thank God. We bless him this morning. Anybody on the phone line or in the chat room, if you have a prayer request, please post it. However, guests in the chat room, you can't post it because you don't have a screen name to be able to log in, so you can't post it. But the area code is 347-237-5533 if you'd like to call in. And if you're on the phone line, you can press the number 1, and we will get your prayer request in and begin to pray for whatever is on your mind on today. Also, remember that I welcome people to call in as well and pray. Please call in and pray. Help us to pray. This is day 24, and we'll be doing this, if the Lord allows us to, through October 31st. I'm sure we will be praying after that as well, but this was mandated, and we will be doing this until October 31st at the very least. Amen. Glory to God. We also want to pray this morning that we will allow God to put a watch over our mouth and a guard over our lips today, that we will speak those things that are pleasing to him, say those things out of our mouths that are godly and holy and righteous today. I saw some things yesterday on some social media sites that were in beyond that were just really disturbing to me, but God is God, and we're going to pray and just ask God to show himself today in this United States and show himself, because we have done things that are abominations before God, and yet go to churches and go to places that are set up as churches and still say we're lifting up holy hands before a holy God, and God is not in it. God is not pleased. He's not happy with some of the things that we're putting before him and want him to sanction and want him to bless and want him to, you know, put the stamp of approval on. There are some things that are pure wickedness before him, and it's not pleasing to God on today. And we just ought to pray today and not condemn people, but pray for people, pray for ourselves first. We need to make sure that, you know, we don't have a big old mote in our eye and we're looking at somebody that has a little speck in their eye, and we ourselves are sitting in sin. We ourselves are doing those things that are abominable unto the Lord. So if there are things that we're doing in our lives that we know are not pleasing to God, let us repent today. Not just confess our sins, but let us repent. Let us turn from that sin, no matter what it is, whether it's attitude, whether it's a perverse tongue, whether it's a tongue that's quick to shed gossip or lies about people, whether it's evil thinking. You know, if you think evil long enough, you'll wind up doing whatever it is that you're thinking about. So we want our thought processes to be right on today. We want to be able to be corrected, whatever it is that we're doing that is not right, that we can be corrected. We don't want to be as bastards. We want to be children of God. We want to be children of God. We don't want to be separated from God. So let's ask God today to search our hearts and try our reins. See if there be any evil within us. See if there's anything in us that God needs to clean up and that we so we can walk even more, you know, live more holy before our holy God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning thanking you for another day. Heavenly Father, we want to ask you this morning to forgive us for our sins, our shortcomings. Father, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for where we've stepped out of your will and out of your way. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to check us, Lord God, to search our hearts and try our reins and see if there be any evil thing in us, Lord God. And if it is, Father, we give you permission today to help us, Lord God, to cleanse us, to wash us of all iniquity, all transgressions, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we know that when we accepted Jesus Christ, we accepted salvation. We accepted right standing with you, oh God. But, Father, we also know that we still have this fleshly body, Lord God, and sometimes we do things that are not pleasing to you. And, Father, each of us listening right now, we know those things that we are doing yet still that are not pleasing to you. But, Father, we ask you to help us today by your Holy Spirit to help us mortify the deeds of our flesh. Help us to mortify everything that is not of you, Lord God, by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, mortify means to kill it. Don't give it any more life, to kill it, to let it be dead, graveyard dead, oh God, whatever it is, Lord God, our words, our actions, Lord God, Lord, our attitudes, Lord God, our thoughts, Lord God, whatever it is, help us, Holy Spirit, today that we will mortify the deeds of our flesh, mortify the deeds of our flesh, mortify the deeds of the flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we realize today, Lord God, that your words tells us, hallelujah, that the works of the flesh, hallelujah, are manifest, which are these. And we don't want the works of the flesh to be manifest today, Lord God. We want the works of the flesh to be mortified in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mortify the deeds of our flesh, Lord God, the adultery, fornication, uncleanness, Lord God, every bit of it, Lord God, every bit of it, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, Lord God, oh, God, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, Lord God. Father, we ask you to help us, Lord God. Help us, Holy Spirit, to mortify every deed of our flesh today, Lord God. Every flesh, Lord God, that is manifested, we ask you to help us this day to mortify these things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can stand in your presence, so that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, so that we can lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, sanctify us, oh God. Sanctify us, oh God. Father, that word sanctification means set apart. Set us apart, oh God. Set us apart for your use, Heavenly Father. Set us apart for your glory today, Heavenly Father. Set us apart, oh God, from the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Anoint us even afresh this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint us, Father, oh God, that we might walk in your will and your way today, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Father, we just bind everything that is not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, Isaac Carey sings the song, clean this house from the inside out. Hallelujah. Clean this house, oh God, today. Father, we give you permission, Lord God, for we know that you are a gentleman and you will not force us to do anything, oh God, hallelujah, that you say. But, Father, we just give you access to us today, free access, oh God, in our thought processes, in our bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you access to us today to do what you want to do. Clean these houses today. Clean these temples of the Holy Ghost today, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father, we just rebuke the lie that is going forth that we can continue in sin, that grace may abound. Father, we bind that lie today in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we don't take your grace for granted today, oh God. We don't take your mercy for granted today that we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, but yet we can continue to live in sin. Father, I just come against that lie today. I take authority over that lie today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for your word says, be holy, for I am holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Be holy in all manner of conversation. Be holy in your lifestyle. Be holy in your life. Oh, God, help us today to be holy, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And where we fall short, God, we call on your Holy Spirit to help us today. In the name of Jesus, help us today. Father, we're so busy sometimes looking at other people's sins and looking at other people's shortcomings, oh God. But today, we turn the spotlight on ourselves and ask you to cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, that word, that curse word, oh God, that keeps coming out, oh God, in some of us, God, we ask your forgiveness, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, the temper, Lord God, the attitude that is not of you, Lord God. We ask you to help us with that today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, the smart mouth, Lord God, we ask you to help us with that today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we ask, oh God, you to help us, Lord God, to not be a partaker of perverse jokes, Lord God, or any conversation that is unclean today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us today, Father God, to be that light, to be that witness, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Adonai, we cry out to you today. Adonai, we cry out to you today to ask you to cleanse us, oh God. Sanctify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we just need you today. We pray, we cry out to you, God, today. Sanctify us, make us holy before you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, whatever it is, oh God, hallelujah, help us this day in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Father, and we just say thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, glory to God, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, we just say thank you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to pray with our families. Help us to be the example in our families, oh God, to those who are not yet saved, those who are not, who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Help us to be an example to them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be a witness before them in the name of Jesus. God, if we say we're saved, let us live saved. If we say we're holy, let us live holy. If we say we're righteous, let us live righteous today, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be double-minded. Help us not to be bipolar in the spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't want to be bipolar in the spirit, Lord God, hallelujah. But God, we want to have a sound mind, hallelujah. For your word says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind today. And Father, we call on that sound mind today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Help us to meditate on your word. Help us today, oh God, that we will meditate in your word today. Whatever you want us to meditate on, God, help us to meditate on the word today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us not to be too busy today that we can't find the time to pray to you, find the time to study your word, find the time to meditate on your word today, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this morning. And thank you for all that we're asking you for this morning, Father, because your word tells us, hallelujah, that whatever we ask according to your will, you hear us, hallelujah, and you give us those things that we desire, Lord God. So we're asking you today, Lord God, to hear our prayer and to give us what we're asking for, Father, because we're asking, hallelujah, for you to help us in the spirit. We're asking you to help us in our walk with you today, Lord God. We're asking you to help us, God, because we know that you're coming back. We know that Jesus is coming back, Lord, and we don't know when, but we know for sure that the word says it and it's true, that you're coming back, hallelujah, you're coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, hallelujah, God. And we ask you to iron out the wrinkles today, wash the spots today, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. We turn in our old filthy garments, oh God, and we receive our robes of pure white, Lord God, today, in the name of Jesus. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus today. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new today, Lord God. And we confess that today, that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We don't talk the way we used to talk. We don't act the way we used to act because we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. We're new creatures today in Christ Jesus. New creations. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your word in Romans 12, hallelujah, this morning, hallelujah, that tells us, hallelujah, hallelujah, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord God. And it says that our bodies are living sacrifices, hallelujah, holy unto God, hallelujah. In this version of the Complete Jewish Bible, it says, I exhort you, therefore, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer yourselves as a sacrifice, living and set apart for God. This will please him. It is the logical temple worship for you. In other words, do not let yourselves be conformed to the standards of this world. Instead, keep letting yourselves be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you will know what God wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying, and able to succeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like that. Glory to God so that you will know what God wants and will agree that what he wants is good, satisfying, and able to succeed. Amen. Glory to God. It says, don't be conformed to the standards of this world, of Olam Hazeh, the standards of this world. Don't be conformed to the standards of this world. If the world says it's right and God says it's wrong, then it's wrong. Hallelujah. No matter who tries to say it's right, if God says it's wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong today. So we thank God for his word. We thank God for being able to go to him this morning in prayer. We thank God for that, hallelujah, because the veil has been torn apart and we don't have to wait for the high priest or any other person to go before the Lord because Jesus is the high priest. Jesus is the high priest, glory to God, hallelujah. So that's who we go to this morning to pray. That's who we go to this morning to receive instruction, hallelujah, glory to God. And we just ask God today in the name of Jesus to hear our prayers and to give us instruction and to hear our prayers and to cleanse us and to wash us and continue to make us whole in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you all for joining us this morning. We pray that you go in peace and have a blessed day today. Read Psalm 91 because, excuse me, we are running out of time, but read Psalm 91 and I'll read some of it right now for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm going to read it in the regular King James Bible. I love that version of it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him salvation. Glory to God. We can stand on God's word today. Hallelujah. Meditate on this psalm. Meditate on this psalm today and watch God deliver you. Watch God bless you. Watch God honor you. Watch God be your fortress and your refuge. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you again for joining us today. Bishop Scott, we love you. Thank you for joining us. Shirley, area code 215-801, guest 22 and guest 23. God bless you and go in peace and have a wonderful, wonderful day.